Proverbs 15.
A soft answer turns away wrath,
but a harsh word stirs up anger.
The tongue of the wise dispenses knowledge,
but the mouths of fools pour out folly.
The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. A gentle tongue is a tree of life,
but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. A fool despises a parent's instruction,
but the one who heeds admonition is prudent. In the house of the righteous there is much treasure,
but trouble befalls the income of the wicked.
The lips of the wise spread knowledge,
not so the minds of fools. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord,
but the prayer of the upright is his delight.
The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord,
but he loves the one who pursues righteousness.
There is severe discipline for one who forsakes the way, but one who hates a rebuke will die. Sheol and Abaddon lie open before the Lord. How much more human hearts? Scoffers do not like to be rebuked. They will not go to the wise.
A glad heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of heart the spirit is broken. The mind of one who has understanding seeks knowledge,
but the mouths of fools feed on folly. All the days of the poor are hard,
but a cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble with it. Better is a dinner of vegetables where love is than a fatted ox and hatred with it.
Those who are hot-tempered stir up strife,
but those who are slow to anger calm contention.
The way of the lazy is overgrown with thorns,
but the path of the upright is a level highway. A wise child makes a glad father,
but the foolish despise their mothers. Folly is a joy to one who has no sense,
but a person of understanding walks straight ahead. Without counsel, plans go wrong, but with many advisors, they succeed. To make an apt answer is a joy to anyone, and a word in season, how good it is. For the wise, the path of life leads upward in order to avoid Sheol below.
The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but maintains the widow's boundaries. Evil plans are an abomination to the Lord,
but gracious words are pure.
Those who are greedy for unjust gain make trouble for their households,
but those who hate bribes will live. The mind of the righteous ponders how to answer,
but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil. The Lord is far from the wicked,
but he hears the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and good news refreshes the body. The ear that heeds wholesome admonition will lodge among the wise. Those who ignore instruction despise themselves, but those who heed admonition gain understanding. The fear of the Lord is instruction in wisdom, and humility goes before honor.